Malcolm, we were talking to him, Woolwich. Malcolm.
Hello.
Malcolm, I better give the time for people just getting up. It's 20 to 7, and we're doing dangerous games, dangerous playground items, etc., etc. At the moment, that's what we're doing. Here's Malcolm. What have you got for us, Malcolm?
Morning. I used to live in Barking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a container base, like, a sidings for all the lorry, all the trains.
They're entirely, but as you go through on the A13, that's all you can see, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what we used to do was we'd lie in the middle of the track.
Yeah.
As the shunting diesel would couple up to all these trailers and all these containers on,
yeah.
And they would couple up. And when they couple up, you'd have chains, like, on the left-hand side of one coupling, on the right-hand side of the other coupling.
Uh-huh.
And they would dangle, and you can always hear it go, cling, 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 cling.
A very satisfying sound for me, because I grew up just by a railway line. Yes,
that's
quite true, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So we would lie in between these two, and in the track, and wait for the train to pull over, and we'd have to roll from left to right, so that this chain wouldn't bang us on the head.
And this would just be a casual way to pass the time, yeah?
And we would be more frightened of being caught rather than having our head
taken.
We would be thinking, oh God, there's someone coming,
we were saying during the news, we were kind of confessing at the sides of our mouths things we couldn't say on the air that you did, but, you know, not because you're complaining, you don't want to,
yeah.
You could never encourage anyone to do this, because it's clearly an insane thing to do, yet these things exist, and we were kind of being confessional and saying, well, we used to live near this railway, and it turns out most people did, and it's just a terrible revelation. I don't know where it leaves us. How old were you when you did this?
I must have been about 12, 13, something like that. And, you know, we were just, like, thinking about it. How stupid can you be? Because when it started, it was quite good. Because, like, you know, okay, it was like 5-10 mile an hour.
Mm.
And you could easily go from left to right, from left. But by the time the end carriage went over, you did about 20 miles an hour.
The category is irresponsible things you did as a kid. And but kids, say, it doesn't need even that. If you've got a length of chain and you're... Anyway, I suppose we're talking boys, but I dare say we're hearing from women. You've got a length of chain, and you start spinning it like this.
Yeah.
And it's just missing your nose, and it's just missing your eyes. So you're spinning this chain. Now, that is quite satisfying for a while, but then one of your mates would say, try it with your eyes shut. And you will. It's not enough that the chain is just missing. Now try it with your eyes shut. Now go over by Dave and do it around his head. Why? Just put the chain down.
I think it's because we had a brain bypass when we were children.
That idea that you're actually more scared of being caught doing it than actually doing it.
It is
really important, because you think, oh, no, one of your teachers or your dad might find out. Not 40 tons of locomotive going
exactly
at 70 miles an hour aimed at your head.
Obviously, there were quite a lot of bomb sites around when I was going on.